What problems did she start? That's me. I don't wear a jumpsuit. This is what I wear a lot of the time because I love learning outdoors. Absolutely love it. And anybody who follows me on Twitter already knows I go on and on and on about geocaching. Okay? So, that's my transport. You, thank you. That's also my transport, same route. I'm going to do Challenge Langley. And this is just a really short story about something that happened to me 2 weeks ago. I received an email, and it had an attachment to it from a primary school in Bradford. And that was the attachment name. And the attachment was just that. So I got my iPhone out, got my QR code reader out, and the message was that. Exclusive for a limited time, and then some coordinates. So at this point, I was really buzzing. Exactly what the school had done for me. So I decided to check out on my Garmin and put the coordinates in there and work out exactly where this thing was. And it happened to be on top of Ilkley Moor. And the teacher that sent it, I know she goes dog walking on Ilkley Moor, and I know where she parks. So I planned the parking space, and I knew it was going to take about 2.5 miles to get to there. At 6:15 in the morning, last Friday morning, at the top of Ilkley Moor, there was a photo sent that ran out of the connectivity, so I'm not going to bother. I took a set of photos up there to show the children of this class that I'd actually been up there to find this thing. And what I found, because I'm an awesome geocacher in 5 minutes, that under a hut on top of Ilkley Moor. If you can't read it, I'm not a lost box, I'm a geocache, part of an online treasure hunt, so please don't move me. If you find me, please put me back exactly where you found me. This persuasion box is for any lord, or more specifically, tenuous lord. By all means, have a peek inside, even if you don't read the credentials, and sign the petition enclosed. Have fun exploring. I'm still very excited, so I open the box. And it was letters from children from that primary school that they'd done in their literacy hour as part of their persuasive writing. I think it was a year 5 class. And this is one of the letters. Lord Langley, Ilkley Manor, Moor Manor, Ellis 297, except that they made that up. Dear Lord Langley, I'm writing this letter so you can understand why we want you to come to our school. We would like to do geocaching. Mrs. Cease showed us a video of geocaching. We'd like you to come to our school because 98% of our schools sadly will not get to do the geocaching. And also, children need opportunities to try new things. Mrs. C is good at ICT, but Laura Langley, now you know anything about ICT. So please, when you read this letter, remember, we want you to come to our school, yours faithfully, P.S. please don't tell Mrs. C what I said. And what our boss here is in the room tonight doesn't know is that they haven't asked me to do half a day for free and I haven't asked his permission yet, so we'll see what he says. So that's it. That's a nice little story.
Super, and folks, that...